Black Compass, Black Compass Media, back live with another one, back for the from the intermission part two of the show, niggas.
You back.
Yeah, we back.
Huh?
Yeah.
Pull up. I heard nobody. Now, we had to, you know, we had to get ready, you know what I'm saying, get the bio breaks and all that, and I hope that you got your roll up and whatever sort of activities you need and all that. We're gonna get to the second part of the show, because there is a lot of stuff to cover. There is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely is, right? We were talking about Chrome 23, talking about the tournament and everything, and we can kind of continue in that vein. I just want to say, you know, because look, you guys got to go and watch these battles. I want to give y'all a little bit of like what I saw, like in terms of themes, right? It was very clear to me that there were some girls who were given a shot to make to really like, yo, they about to surprise us, like really kick up. And they did not take advantage of that shot. Other people rose to that occasion, man. They did. Caution with a K. Caution with a K versus Chirac. I had Chirac on the show. She's from Springfield, Massachusetts as well. New England. She just battled 40. She's doing well, making a name for herself. So it's Caution. Caution with a K. Just battled Bonnie the day before. And came out there. Her and Bonnie had just battled, and then they both go to Chrome and they both advance. That's kind of crazy. I'm gonna be honest.
That is kind of crazy. What was you saying about K Profit before we got off the last part?
K Profit versus Bonnie. In my opinion, thinking about the battles that happened, it's one of my favorite battles of the entire day, and I felt like that was a hell of a battle. I was thoroughly impressed by both of them, and that was a battle where. Like, we all, like, Bonnie had the verdict, bro, but it was close, B. Like, everybody had that shit by a couple of points, bro. Like, K-Profit is one hell of a writer, bro. Like, she put it together in a battle, bro. And I felt like Bonnie had to do something lyrically to get there. So, people that, you know what I'm saying, is fans of Bonnie, don't know what she might be bringing to the ring or whatever the case might be. Like, y'all gonna rock with this version of Bonnie shit. I ain't gonna front. Like, she was cooking. Mm-hmm. You seen the apple and pear joint on online post?
Yeah, I seen it with Bonnie in it. They said she stole that from Pat Stay.
It's an apple and it's a pear. But wait, Pat did that?
They said Pat did that verse. Remember when Pat battled the transgender?
True.
I think that was the point, though. I thought she was trying to...
It was homage. It was like, homage.
Oh, okay. Like, my fault. Okay.
It was a homage, John. This is an apple. This is a pear. Now I can't get a pair of apples.
Yeah.
The way she performed it, set it up, I thought was dope. What else?
Yeah, she was wilding okay. She was wilding okay, Profit. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey Polo, what'd you think of Miss Miami?
I told y'all. I knew that from the beginning. I said that in spaces. I said that on the show. Miss Miami, her delivery is catered for like tournaments and stuff like this. Like she's first off, she can catch your attention. She's not boring. She can articulate her words, and she actually was doing some key factors that, like, you know what I mean? She was battling in New York. So I like how she did like a compare and contrast when she was like, you a dirty Baltimore bitch. I'm a New York type of bitch. Like she was really in her pocket, and I thought she did a good job of playing to the crowd, because the crowd started fucking with her even more.
Absolutely.
So she's gonna be a problem in this tournament, man. To face somebody like that, you're gonna have to, like, if you ain't high energy, you're gonna have to become high energy. Like, you're gonna have to match her every sense of the way, and you know what I mean, that, like, that's what's gonna have to happen with us.
And it's crazy, because, you know, she's one of them people that she has, like, that aggression and all that. That's why we like Miss Miami, because she be talking that aggression. But she's funny when she wants to be.
Yeah,
when
she got some jokes in there.
Yeah, so, it, like, once she find that right balance of jokes and, you know what I'm saying, and the aggression, and she can go, in, you know what I mean, go back and forth between them pockets, I think she's good. She seems super comfortable. I mean, you know, Queens, right up the street.
Mm-hmm.
What else? There were... Yeah, there was a couple ass whoopings that definitely happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was a couple.
Yeah.
What you feel about 40 bars?
Yeah.
She lost?
It didn't look good, man.
She lost.
It was bad, bro. It was bad. And you know,
30 or
she, oh, 30. No, no, no. 30, and here's the thing. if she would have been 100% A plus 40 bars, she may have still lost that goddamn battle. When I tell you C3 was in there looking dangerous.
I can't say that. C3 bro. Was crazy, but she wasn't that crazy.
Nah, son.
I've definitely heard better C3s.
You see better. I have too, but for that time, for that time limit.
If 40 was 40 and C3 was,
I don't know about that.
That's C3 versus 40, Cheetah 40? If Cheetah 40, if I knew already, if Cheetah 40 would have showed up, oh yeah, nah. Stop it.
Listen, bro. It would have still been tough. It would have still been tough, man. To me, C3 was up there as far as like, you know, one of the best of the night. Her shit was surgical. It was tough to watch it because, you know, 40 had the multiple slip ups, man. Just multiple chokes and things like that. It was tough to watch. It was.
Mm-hmm.
Was not a good situation. But shout out to C. Cause like shit, boy. Listen, she's an issue in my opinion, based on what she just did.
Yeah, she definitely. How does the next round, Brad? Who else? I feel like it's another battle.
There was the Shice
Seabree,
Shice Raw, Seabree the lyricist as well. Seabree the lyricist from Flint, Michigan. She was out there. She did her thing. I like Shice Raw. She out Philly. I like how she be talking. Her cadence is not always that crazy though. Sometimes she's a little choppy, but Seabree got that. You know what I mean? Came through a little bit more polished. Yeah. So I think that's it. So we down to the Elite Eight. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the people that's going on. If someone wants to put the updated bracket up there, we definitely could use that.
When is the next round?
So that's the other. So the next round I thought was two weeks from now or 3 weeks from now. But I mean, you know, you run into Thanksgiving. So I think it may be the week after Thanksgiving or so. So I'm not sure, but I know they're going to, you know, it's a little bit more time than the other ones, but 2 weeks, 3 weeks, especially around this time of year, shit, it don't matter. You talk about battle rap time. So that's that. I think we covered all the ladies, right? We got Caution, Cheddar, C3,
yeah.
Bonnie, Seabree the lyricist, Yoshi, of course.
Yeah, we covered everything.
Yeah, we got all the ladies. Shout out to all the ladies. Yeah. All right, so in the next round of the tournament, these are going to be the matchups. Let me just do this real quick, and then we'll talk about prom. Shayna Ashley versus C3. That's insane. Cheddar versus Miss Miami. That's intriguing. Mm-hmm. Seabree versus Bonnie. And then you got Caution with a K. Not Lady Caution, y'all. Caution with a K, RBE, Brick by Brick. Caution versus Yoshi G. All right? So
okay.
Those are the four matchups. That's the Elite Eight. $25,000 on the line. You know what I mean? So that's what it is, man. That's what it is. Shout out to each of the ladies. Now, Pose, did you get the opportunity to, I don't know if you were on social media this weekend, but brothers had on suits and.
I seen the videos, 50 Minutes of Fame.
You see the video?
Yeah. I seen my nigga twerk. Suge Knight shoot on Power Rule on a big,
it was awesome.
Fucking big red suit.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga Swamp got fly. I seen niggas, man. Niggas had some shit on.
Yeah, niggas put that shit on. You know, little cologne. You know what I mean? Everybody. Yeah,
that was a fire event. I ain't gonna lie.
It was a good time, and it was if you familiar with like where New Yorkers have battle rap events, this was so far off the path of every, you know what I mean? Like this was way more like, yo, I could actually see bringing some people through. It's a nice venue. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. And I like, sometimes when you do these things, like a theme party or a dress up, whatever, you know, people, yo, I'm from the hood. I don't care. Like nobody was really on that. You had a few people turn up. You know what I mean? Come through on some, like, I was doing other shit, so I just came through.
There's a few niggas in there with sweatsuits. Y'all out of pocket.
Yeah, super out of pocket. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas had on sweatsuits.
Niggas in there with some Nike Techs. What are you doing, brother? What you thought, people was pretending? niggas were pretending to dress up, my nigga. You thought we just named this prom night for no reason, nigga? It was niggas showing up with Nike techs. What are we doing?
So
overall, like it was dope to see y'all niggas in that type of environment, dressed up.
Yeah,
black folk.
Somebody people's them cooked, you know, people's them. They you know what I'm saying? They cooked. There was food in the building and all that. Had the drinks and you know, it was cool. And I just, the only thing I would have wished is that, like, afterward, you know what I'm saying, have a little bit of vibe on it. But it's the first time kind of doing it, right? So we didn't really know what to expect. But people actually,
and I think
really
the battles ran a little bit longer than expected.
That too. But shit, in retrospect, right? Because
and I think they did it beforehand also, because we kind of pulled up a little bit fashionably.
That's true. But they wasn't really, it wasn't
they
really
did have videos of doing, niggas was doing a cha-cha slide and shit.
Really? Beforehand?
You make me happy. Yeah.
Oh, niggas was in they black people. Okay.
Oh, yeah. It was real black make in there, Paul.
You know when you hear, you make me, uh-oh. There's about to be some potato salad.
Niggas was in they black people, man. Black people fucking niggas.
You make me
okay,
that
I respect that.
Shines on you.
That's the end of the movie, basically. Niggas at the prom.
You make me happy. Nigga said it sound like a Madea event.
Yeah, that's where you roll the credits. Like,
I like that black energy, nigga. And yes, we did the electric slide. Shout out to Jack Boy. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody.
Boy, Jack Boy.
Jack, okay. Yo, Jack's like, come on, Tony, bro, let's do the electric slide. Jack comes up to you, ready to do the electric slide. You do the electric slide with the nigga. The nigga was hype. It was a good time, man. So that was dope. And then, Pose, I found out something that was really important. Now, shout out to Nunu Nails, had on a blue dress and things of that nature.
Oh, yeah, I seen the pictures.
What was that, Pose?
God. No, I seen the pictures, but go ahead.
Yeah. So yeah, artillery, right? But anyway, she was right. Great. And then I was like, you know, like, so it turns out I've been blocked by Nunu Nails, and she has no idea why. She doesn't know. She has no. I thought it was gonna be a thing. She's like, why did I block you? Like, it was one of those. I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, did I disagree with niggas? What happened? She was like, yeah, I don't know. I was like, you know what? I block niggas for less too. But I'm just saying, Nunu, it's weird. So that happened, Poe. So I tried to solve the mystery of what
I did.
So
wait, you ran down on her like, why you blocked me? Aw, you was one of them niggas?
No, we talked at first and all this other shit. Oh, okay. And then I'm like, yo, you know, you got me blocked.
Oh yeah, by the way, you got me blocked.
Oh like, yeah, by the way, nigga, like, you know, but. So it turns out I didn't do anything. But here's the thing I really wanted to say. I'm glad this is all one rounders, because I couldn't imagine Polo, that same event with 3-round battles, that shit would have dragged, right?
Yeah, nah, that would have been crazy.
Like, I'm just saying, bro. Like, that would have been. So the battles, the what happened? Don Lady versus Lou Castro. Polo, did Don Lady beat Lou Castro?
Hell no. I mean, you said the Don Lady beat Lou Castro? Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I thought you said that Lou Castro beat Don Lady. Yeah. Huh? Nah. I ain't going front, man. I don't know, man. Lou, I don't know, man. I don't know. He did good, but Don was just wilding.
Lou started off, it wasn't crazy high energy, a lot of jokes, a lot of, you know, he was having fun with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it kind of set the tempo for what the battle was going to be. You know what I'm saying? Because A lot of jokes, you know what I'm saying? Kind of taking it light, having fun, maybe a few bars here and there. Don took advantage, man. She had the energy. She went off. She had a lot to say to him. And the highlight of that probably was at the end, where she makes the call out to, you know, Lady Caution, Lady Flames, and My Verse. That was kind of ill at the end of that joint.
Where is Don Lady from? Is Don Lady from Queens?
She is Queens through and through.
Nigga. Oh, yeah, I can tell. She got that, you know, heartbreak accent. She got that 50 Cent fucking.
For real.
She did 50, the 50 Cent, like.
And yeah, she got Don that type Lady. Of accent.
She trying to come at her and Fonz. You know, Fonz just finished putting elbows and feet on
40, on 40, yeah.
Yeah, on 40.
I heard.
Yeah. They taking shots at each other, so I know he said that he'll love to see that in the next battle for Queen of the Ring. He'll like Don response. So I think Don Lady is quietly heating up on the low.
So yeah, she is. Remember she battled Yoshi as well. That was this year. So she told us when she was on the show, she's back on the court and she trying to get back to work. My man Fonz put on a gold. So Gold Blazer Fonz is now an unlockable character in Battle Rap 2K. So Gold Jacket Fonz is insane. That nigga was
wild. He did 40 bad?
Boy. Fonz was up there smoking, man. He was bugging, man. But again, it was a situation.
Wait, this shit wasn't live?
I don't think so. Nah.
It wasn't pay-per-view.
Nah, it wasn't. It wasn't
I thought it was live.
Nah. That wasn't live for niggas. Nope.
It's an exclusive event for niggas.
Yep. So yeah, bro. Like, Fonz did what he did against 40. That was crazy. And then we had the 2-on-2s. The Jack boy. Damn,
40 got a battle Ill Will now. We gotta talk about that too. We keep going.
Yeah, it's just like, bro, what we doing, bro? Like, what we doing?
I did see that. RBE.
We gotta talk about Max out and then the predictions for this weekend.
Facts.
But yeah, continue, Tom.
So we had the 2-on-2 Jack and Flames versus Swamp and Farrah. And Swamp and Farrah had really, really good chemistry. Like they've been, doing the doubles matchups for a minute there. And I didn't know how I was gonna sound, different pockets and all that. So so that was dope. Let's see, what else Jack and Flames, they kind of rap like two people that kind of got other, three rounders set. You know what I mean? They got through it. They had some shit. It was an entertaining battle. Obviously, it's a one rounder. We not going too crazy on it or nothing like that. But it did what it needed to do. You know what I'm saying? I think Swamp and Farrah definitely got them though, like 100%.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then we get to Tay Rock and Caution. Tay Rock and Caution versus
this comment got me crying.
Shuni and Fetty. And that battle was dope.
Okay.
This shit was dope, bro. Yeah. You gonna like, out of all these battles, you gonna fuck with this battle the most, for sure.
It's gonna be the one.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's moments in that battle where each person is going ISO. And when Tay Rock goes ISO during a round, oh my God. He wildin'. Like wildin'. Like, oh nah. He had that building, like, yo, like people was getting hyped. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was saying some shit, man. I think I tweeted one of the bars that, like, Rock put together. Like, he was on his shit, man. All four of them was. And Fetty took advantage, full advantage of the moment. He went crazy.
Up there with Rock.
Oh, yeah. What? Fetty and that we go, he wanted to We go hard.
Yeah.
Like he one of the guys, you know what I'm saying? As far as lyricism, he's always been nice. But, yeah, it was on display with that one. So, I fucked with that battle too. So all in all, man, listen, man, I got what I wanted off of it. You know what I'm saying? The people that won the battles, cause they were judged, right? The people that won got crowns and all that. So that's why you see Shuni with the crown.
I seen the crown.
Yeah. So that was dope too. It's a good touch, man. Like you got to do shit like that. Like, so shout out to that. So that was all the happenings this weekend. I think it was a dope weekend for women's battle rap. We unlocked new venues. Oh, and that venue that they had the Remy John at, let's normalize that. Let's normalize that venue there. We got to normalize
What venue
that.
Was it?
It was Salute Rico's Cakes NYC. It's a new infused cannabis type restaurant where they infuse drinks and you get like infused THC type drinks and stuff like that. It's a dope little spot in Queens. So if you're in New York, check it out. But yeah, that was a nice little spot. I ain't gonna front. The turnout was crazy.
The turnout was crazy.
That shit was packed out the door.
Yeah. Remy put people in there, bro. But this place, it's weed friendly. So you could bring your bud in. They got ventilators all throughout the joint. Then, like, the little room that we was in, because they did the little walk. They show me a little walkthrough before everybody comes in. They're like, yeah, so this room right here, the roof actually opens up. So if it gets too hot boxed in there, they can open the roof up, let the smoke come out. You know what I'm saying? Weed infused everything, drinks, food, and all that. So I'm like, all right.
Man, oh, the food was weed. I was wondering why niggas was having nachos for $80. Bro,
yeah, it was weed infused.
Yeah, weed
infused. They had like the mint put online, and I was like, why the fuck is it burgers for $60? Yo,
didn't one of the girls have a line about like the shit is expensive, Bonnie. Like the food in this motherfucker? Like that was Bonnie.
Nigga, that food was expensive as a bitch. I'm like, nah.
I mean, that's New York right now. Anywhere you go right now, New what's up right now for New York?
Pose, it ain't expensive over there like that. Like, cause Polo's right. Food is like, nigga, it costs a little grip.
Have you been to the supermarket lately?
Yeah, bro. Nigga, eggs is the egg prices was like, nah, this shit different.
Nigga,
now.
Bacon. I went to get bacon. A little slab or something, you know what I mean? Some bacon. Nigga, right. Bacon like $12. I'm like, yo, what? Bacon used to be $4.99.
It's getting bad out here, dog. They don't want us to live.
Price of food is out of this. Damn, before, son.
Now, what you want to get? Do you want to do the homecoming, or do you want to talk about the RBE announcement?
I want to. Before we get into, actually, we can do let's do the homecoming.
Scarecrow, what you gonna say?
Scarecrow, $4.99. Dudes gotta stop wearing those big goofy top hats when they dress up.
Niggas love top hats, boy. Woo.
Jesus. Yo, let the top hats have a wave.
I don't know, man. Top hats just always give me like Willy Wonka. I ain't gonna lie.
Niggas be coming through with what's wrong with the top hats, man?
Niggas be coming through with the top hats, man. That's them joints give me Willy Wonka vibe.
Now the Kung Lao hat niggas is different. I mean, you know,
my niggas,
the Kung Lao hat, alright though.
It's alright. It's cool, but I don't know. I think lately it's been a lot. It's been a lot lately. But, you know, then you got the fedora, the Neo shit. Somebody's nigga said, you look like a Haitian Uber driver. I said,
nah.
Oh,
nigga tried to roast you?
Nah, son. When this nigga DNA tooth, this nigga was doing the Easy video, and the nigga said it looked like two Haitians. The nigga put up tone. That shit had me crying. This shit look like two Haitians. He said two Africans and a Haitian. And the nigga showed tone. That shit
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. All right. Shout out to the Zoes, man.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here, DNA Tooth, nigga. Where you was at, nigga? Where you was at, Tooth? You probably was in there. He was probably one of the Nike Tech niggas in there trying to hide.
Was one of them Nike Tech niggas. Nike Tech nigga, yo, the next prom night, my nigga, yo, listen, I'm telling y'all, if you think about wearing a Nike Tech, man, stop it. Yes, everybody's dressing up to a battle rap event, sir.
Right. Chief Keef voice, no. That's not what you want to do, bro.
Stop it.
Before we transition to homecoming, man, there was something I seen. You just a fucking kid sucking dick.
Just like your mother did.
Same way your mother, like, nah, bro. That wrecked footage.
Well, shit could go a different way.
Like, that little segment, nigga, I rewind that shit like 80 times, man.
Nah, he kicked some ass.
I need that battle, but
shoot your whole class. Like, picture, I'm like, oh, nah, he wildin'.
I had a weird spot since Jack had a
big slug.
Right.
Nah, Rex was in a different bag, man.
That is,
he said, your picture, your face on your phone, that's a screenshot. I'm like, oh.
Talking to this nigga. But you know what, though?
They say he got a whole round of that, though.
Bro, it's like this. Like, Rex, I respect. This is the type of shit that, when we talk about T-Rex, this is the type of shit that's just so legendary. Like, listen, bro, I'm doing you a favor for real. If we really think about it, don't play with this game, bro. Like, you talking to one of the guys that made this shit cool to be outside doing this. I'm nigga, you meeting the final level boss, so I'm gonna treat you like I'm the final level boss. You understand? That's respect. Yeah. Now Rex the type of person to be like, listen, I respect him being outside as a shorty, because Rex was outside as a kid too.
Rex outside as a fucking kid.
So, but here, you want this matchup? Here it is. Here it is.
We're gonna treat you just like a grown man.
Nah, that's a little. Yeah, he definitely got treated like one. I ain't gonna lie. Because even from that clip, shout out to the clip. The clip went viral on Twitter.
It's like when people talk
about my shit viral.
People be getting trained by like them old school wrestlers, like the Wild Samoans and all that, Rakishi and them pops and shit. How they used to whoop their ass in the early wrestling. Like, yo, you ain't gonna play with this shit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't play with the sport. You feel what I'm saying? Like, this shit's serious. This shit means something. So I respect what Rex did. He was wildin'.
Yeah, nah, Rex is in his bag.
Easy the Block Captain and Big T just got announced.
Oh yeah, let's get to that.
Yeah, I seen that. I don't understand. But...
Easy told me this battle in person. I had the same reaction.
Yep.
Seeing people have on Twitter. That's a weird battle. He said four reasons he took this battle. Mm-hmm. I just bought a house. I called him out on Top Tier. I get a YouTube drop, and I want to rap at home.
That sounds like four valid reasons to me.
Yeah, because Christmas money, it's about to be December. I think he's trying to get his house. Like,
I mean, to be honest, like we always talk about, like, if he would have called Big T out, the list of names he called out, he's going back to battle him. That makes sense. You know, he doesn't necessarily have to take this battle right now, right? Like, he's in a good position in his career, but he said nah. Like, he kept it hip hop. Like, fuck it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yo, nah, all the niggas I called out on this song gotta see me. That's fire.
Oh, he called out Big T on the top.
Hell yeah.
The only person he can't, well, for obvious reasons, Surf. Surf is only the last person.
Free the Wave. Yep.
Yeah, Free the Wave.
He called the niggas out and systematically beat, like,
I ain't gonna lie, Easy. You gotta smoke Big T. Like, this can't be one of them joints you go in there and have like one of them little slap on the wrist type battles. Like, you gotta smoke. You see how Rex just did that little key? Like, you gotta kind of smoke this nigga, Big T. You gotta show these niggas, like, yo, I'm Easy to Block. I'm here. I'm consistent. These old, like, you gotta really smoke him. You can't, like, this not one of them battles you could go in there and have a debatable get right. You gotta smoke that nigga. Like, so if you taking this as a Christmas battle, haha, that's cool. That's salute. But nah, you gotta smoke him. Mm-mm.
Yo.
Big T's awareness. He still seems to have zero self-awareness and is still like, when I hear him talk in these little spaces shits, like hearing the YouTubes, I'd be like, he still think he good for some reason. I don't know what's going on.
Not still think he good.
He was cool, but it's like, it just, his style is just, I don't know, man. This comes from a nigga that's a fan of Big T. I like what he do.
Right.
It just don't be hitting no more, man.
For $5,
Darren Dio.
DD. What does this nigga say? I got my glasses. I'm called nigga DD. I got my glasses.
That nigga DD.
For $5, Polo, why would Easy not be able to smoke tuna? I'm not saying that, but I'm saying lately what I've been seeing, niggas is playing around. Yeah. Not Easy. I ain't saying Easy. I'm just saying in general. So I know how I get around Christmas. You trying to get these Christmas bags. Mm-hmm. Niggas just taking shit you don't really want to take because you want the bag. Nah, stop it. And Big T might, like what Posey said, Big T awareness right now is on 25. It's on 25. If this was my player 2K and you picking the stat column, you want to build your my player, he ignored the offensive.
Honestly, we talk a lot of shit.
I feel like some of these niggas don't think they do. I don't think they know. Like,
I think. Listen, and I'm gonna go ahead and I gotta defend the astronauts in the spaces, because the one thing I do see is that, and I heard this, right, and not necessarily from T. Some older battlers is in there and stuff like that, and fans are reflecting on what they did. Now, all the lines and all the references came from battles from 5 and 6 and 7 years ago. Then said MC, I won't say his name, is like, well, I just had a battle. Why y'all niggas ain't quoting none of my new shit? Like, and it got quiet, right? Now, I had to log off because I was dying of laughter, and I was...
Who's the MC, man?
I'm not going to do that to him.
I'm
not going to do that to him. But it was secondhand embarrassment for me. But it was a reality check, right? And I'm sure at the end of that convo, mind you, I was laughing too hard. I left. It was a lot of shit going on. But I'm sure there's a level of self-awareness that takes place when people are referencing you as being great, but they're referencing things that happened years ago. Or they're saying only for one round, you looked amazing. Or for one segment in a round. This is not this is not the standard, right? And fans like us is going to hold you to a standard that you set, nigga. You the one said these things. You got me used to that. So
I just feel like after that BET Hip Hop list came out and you weren't on there, and then we got the guy. I feel like when I forgot the guy's name that did this damn list, but it's going to come to me part of something out right now. But when he came into Spaces and he explained why he didn't have Big T, and he was just saying of recency, it's like, it's not good. It's like, you know what I mean? That should kind of light some fire under you. Because at one point, you was Mr. Shalaka Boom. And now it just kind of seemed like you the guy that they URL book when they want to get the new guys over and they wanted to get a quick little Monday night mid-game storyline out there. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like you shouldn't, because the same way we regard A-Verb, the same way we regard Calico, the same way we regard Hitman Holla, those are your peers. Like, those ain't niggas that came before you. Those are your peers. Right. Like, niggas regard them high. And I still feel like what Big T ran battle rap for 2 years straight consistently. I understand that. But, nigga, what's up with recently, though, my nigga? Like, what's up? What's up with that bill collector battle? What's going on? What else? Like, I don't know what's going on, but I know he need to get it together.
I think
it started with being aware. Like, look, man, I'm not as good as, like, I don't have the same hunger. It's something I'm missing right now. Mm-hmm. Niggas don't want to admit that to themselves. Like, it's like niggas don't want to just say that to themselves.
Listen, man. I'm gonna say this. I think Big T has enough awareness to know that the man that he's battling up against is battling his peers and beating them right now, right? That's one. Two, Philadelphia is not the city to go to on some iffy, wishy-washy type energy. Like, that's not the place to do that. Philly will talk through your shit. That's why I'm scared
for T. I know how Philly played. Them niggas is not going for that.
They not going. Mm-hmm. So that's not a place you even venture to unless you dead ass serious about what you. And that goes to Easy as well. Hey, you think Easy, bro? He at the crib. They expectations are different. They don't even care what the rest of the world think. Philly's the type of place where they don't even want to. They don't even care what the rest of the world think about you. We don't think you hot here, nigga.
Like, nah, they think he hot in Philly.
No, I'm just saying, you better be hot. Whatever you was giving them, cool. You better be giving us that same energy over here. Is what I'm trying to say. You better give the Philly people expect you to put on that show. So nah, just because it's Big T and he from out of there and you over here, Fresh Prince, we get it. They want to see that show, and I think Easy's aware of that. He's aware, both of them. Yeah. So I'm saying, man, I still feel like, yo, you
knew
you, yeah. You wouldn't go to Philly unless you was really trying to work. Darren Dio for $5 says, Verb the one that got Big T stuck in the Matrix. Pose, what do you think about that?
I think he's saying because Verb, listen, a lot of the Verb spaces, he got Big T in there, he got all the OGs in there reminiscing,
right?
Big T, see, y'all not like us, like when Big T's come to the venue. He had hoes lined up. Like, he still, they been reminiscing so much that Big T's not able to, like, take himself out of where he is now. He's not able to. Verb got the nigga stuck in his old, like on some, what's my man, Al Bundy shit.
Nah.
Yeah, he still, yo, for real. That's what them old, I used to be spaces be like. Like, and I feel like that's why Murder Mook kind of snapped out of that with this one. Like, even him going back and forth with France, and him even realizing, like, damn, hold up. Niggas really feel like this. Like, I feel like that snapped him out of it. I don't think Big T had one of the moments yet to snap him out of, like, the twilight zone he in.
Because I enjoy the Verb reminiscing spaces. They dope. Because it's, like, inside, like, what was thinking in that moment, but it's starting to get redundant because it's like, now we got to start building new stories, my nigga. Hey, right. Like, we get it. Like, we get it. The venue at Urban Plaza. Hey, you rock Urban Plaza? You did that? I get it, my nigga. Let's get to the new shit, though. Like, right.
Yeah, what we doing?
Because niggas is not, it seemed like Big T and certain niggas, they're not gaining anything from keep reminiscing about the past.
Yeah.
I don't get it either. I ain't gonna lie, because I'm just like, I just feel like get the whatever. They said it? Somebody said Easy picking his battles like Floyd Mayweather.
How? How? That doesn't even make any sense. Look at his last six, seven battles. It's all
Rangers. I mean, I guess it's strategic. Floyd Mayweather still fights. I feel like he still fights.
But what do y'all look at this? When y'all go wear them suits and do the shit, how y'all look at a Big T battle?
Wow.
At the end of the year.
Why you do it like that? Why you do it
like that? Why you say them suits, nigga? Like, my
That too. That whole sentence, he violating niggas.
For real. Y'all go wear them little bum ass suits, nigga. What y'all doing?
But how y'all violated us and T? Why you do that?
How do y'all, when y'all go put the shit on the floor, like, how y'all look at a Big T battle when y'all do the championship?
I don't consider Big T a particularly dangerous opponent if I had to put a grade on it or whatever the case might have been. Like, okay, you battling this guy, you know, you battle four people. I got to, know what I mean? The level of dangerousness is not, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like a crazy reward for that. But I do think that him battling Big T main event capacity, I always look at the league as well. Like, what does the lights look like? You in Philadelphia. It is a high pressure situation. It is. But I'm not about to sit here and act like that win is going to, you know what I mean, hold crazy weight because of what T's been lately. Just exactly what you said, bro.
Yeah,
T got to get it together, bro. He got to.
Yeah, I just feel like at this point, Big T just, like, I just feel like at this point, man, he kind of just like a trophy name. Like, it's just like something to just say you, like, one of them type veteran type to say that you beat that's from that era.
I cleared right the Midwest movement, like.
Yeah,
I got Verb, Kyle, hit, like, that's just a nigga to put in there. He not really.
Yeah, and then from a battle rap technical standpoint, when you like break down certain categories like impact, he don't really have that much. He haven't had that much impact in a, memorable performances. I thought the Nun Nun performance was good. I ain't gonna front, but before that, I ain't seen none in a while. And a lot of people don't even really. A lot of people still got Nun Nun taking that battle. I don't know, man. I guess, but Easy. You playing a dangerous game though, because when you tempt the pit bull, my nigga, you could sometimes get bit. Mm-hmm. Like Big T, even though he hasn't in that Nun Nun battle, he showed some signs that he could kind of get it back, depending on the setting, depending on the situation. So I feel like if you go in there playing like, yo, I just bought a house, I'm here, boy. Nah, he's serious. That could look different, and that could kind of affect you going into Shotgun Shook because you're gonna lose momentum, a lot of momentum, if Big T even look like Big T versus you, but I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, I don't know if the look down on you approach is going to work. I think T's going to try to go in there trying to land his shit early and often, because I'm telling you that's a different can of paint battling in Philadelphia. So we just got to see what happens, man. A salute to that battle. What else is it? There was something else on that card, no?
Or that Rosenberg and Bill.
The grudge
is finally going down.
Long anticipated, long awaited.
It don't really hit the same because niggas is cool now, but I still want to see it though.
Because
remember when it was up with niggas? Like, remember them old eras where it was really up with them two niggas and they was trying to battle? That was the fire era, but now it's kind of, kayfabe is kind of broke. Like, we know they cool. It ain't really up with niggas like that. So,
right.
Whatever.
You know what the irony of that is? That they're both in better places in their career than they were at the time.
Yeah.
That's so ironic. And it makes me, it's like, because of what you, if you just combine those two statements, right? You like, yo, when these niggas wanted to fight, that battle was fire. And then you combine it with, yo, they both at the best, at a better point in their career, but I'm not interested. You sound crazy. You know that.
Well,
right?
See that was.
And I agree with you. So I sound.
It sounds fucked up, but that was one of the reasons that I liked battle rap. Like that's why I was so obsessed with it, because like these niggas is dirt niggas battling. Like, we got real animosity.
Right.
Now that the kayfabe is kind of broke, where we got niggas more than 30,000, 50,000 niggas get money like that. It's just kind of like a.
It's like an industry now. It don't have the same feel that it had when I was like a teen and in my early 20s.
Right. Like we got actual signing flyers, right? Like
that really changed the dynamic for me. Like as a fan of when I was a kid, like that dirt and these niggas like, yo, these niggas got animosity, something might happen. Blah, blah, blah. Right. That was why I fucked with it. Now it's like these niggas getting 50,000, they signing contracts and I can't battle here because such is like it's so a
different dynamic. Imagine getting into battle rap now. You're like, oh wait, oh yo, did so and so sign the contract? Well, where they sign? They probably care about they. This hits for them different. You know what I'm saying? When somebody goes from like a smaller league, I'm imagining the newer fans. Somebody going from a small league to a big league. Yo, they sign here. I wonder if so and so is gonna go to RBE or URL. Like it's intriguing to them, right? It's probably is. Yo, when they see the flyer of yo, the URL just signed Saint, like. Whoa. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, but that lingo, that even that announcement, you know what I mean? For somebody that's been around as long as I have, it's kind of like, oh, we at that point now. Like, what are we doing? You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't, you know, it just like, it's like the basketball or baseball analogy. It's like everybody on the field is getting paid mad bread. Like, how invested am I going to be? You know what I'm saying? Is that
right?
Like, it's like a crazy way to look at it. It's like all that's left is the competition, I guess. But it don't feel life or death. Imagine if only the teams that won the World Series got paid. That's World Series. You feel me? Like
that's how I used to feel in this battle shit. Now it's like, we know these niggas getting money.
Right.
Which I'm happy for niggas. They supposed to be getting paid for what they do. But
exactly.
It's just a whole different feel, man.
Yeah. Wow. Is there any other announcements before we get to the I think did people mention
all my niggas pack more heat than Miami and they kidnap your mother just like they did Candy. Niggas stiffer than Candy, bury your whole family. The tech will come in handy if Hood don't get a Grammy. We got cracked the color is tusk on the elephant. So that bullshit you selling is irrelevant.
Ah.
J Hood is coming to the URL. We've been waiting for this moment for 15 years.
No, you.
He made a blog that he's finally coming, man. And I don't give a damn. I'm going to come clean. This shit not going nowhere.
Nobody give a goddamn. What the hell is going on?
I'm going to fucking care, bro.
We going to study that verse forever, though. You might see me in the four-door, 4+4, 4 years before hitting the showroom floor.
Listen, 444, nigga, we don't give a damn. Like, I'm being honest. Even from that trailer, the clipping, I don't know what the hell. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, look who Uncle is. I didn't even realize that was Jay Hood. I'm being honest.
We don't fucking care, dog.
Who the hell is this?
We don't fucking give a damn about this shit, but salute to that brother, man, that he getting money stealing. But salute.
Yeah, y'all just giving away money. What is this, a tax write-off? Like, y'all just wanted some extra little, yo, listen, man, right here. What is going, what's he going to battle? What is he going to do?
I was about to ask, who's he battling? Cass?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what the rollout, what if it's something different? What if he's not
in battling? My 15-year-old brain, him and Cassidy is crazy,
it's
though.
Crazy in my head. In my brain.
Lie, yeah, but ass. Now that's like the senior citizens type shit. Like, I don't want to see that now. I don't want to see that.
Listen,
now.
But the one thing is, I haven't heard J Hood rap in a minute, right? In my head.
I have neither.
In my brain. See what we just
Cassidy,
did?
Cassidy, a wild J Hood up.
First of all, that freestyle that we referenced is one of the coldest shits a nigga.
That shit is super cold.
It's in the stars and all of that. So that's my J Hood. If you're listening, that's what I think of you still, because I haven't heard any music or anything. I don't. You are still in the protective, like the case when you buy the figures and the.
They probably gonna make him battle Jerry West or something.
So. You can only, like, you know what I'm saying? So, cool. I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt. We're going to see what he going to do. Let's see what he do.
They going to put him on a light work. You're going to wake up one Sunday. What the fuck, Jerry West?
I think that's probably Wiz was going to be a light work. If it's a light work, I'm cool with that. If it's
What if he mixing one of these niggas, like?
In a light work? He might go to the bad in
them. Nah.
The way they reshooting and doing all this shit, theatrics, he might do a nigga bad on light work.
Like. bruh.
Man, losing the reef shot footage is crazy.
He really might get a nigga up out of here, though. I'm thinking about
losing it. Losing the reef shot footage is crazy. But he ain't getting nobody out of here. Stop it, Tone. He might get himself out of there.
Yo, man, listen, man.
Niggas just Cass and J Hood
light work.
I'm not mad at that. Like, I don't get that one.
Yo, Cassidy and Cassidy and J Hood in the light work.
Yeah, a little short battle, like what, a little 10-minute
light
battle?
Work. Cassidy is murdering the nigga in the light work.
Yeah,
Cassidy gonna get a nigga
Cassidy
bad.
Cassidy gonna murder one of these niggas. One of them old, like the industry type rapper niggas. Cassidy murdering you in the 96. I seen people talking about Lloyd Banks. Or Lloyd Banks ain't doing that shit. Stop it.
Lloyd Banks.
You don't think Banks
battling?
Will just hop in there?
Hell no.
What?
Lloyd Banks ain't doing that. Stop it.
Yo, you bugging the fuck.
Hell
out,
of a dream.
Man.
Hell of a dream. Hell of a dream.
I think if they do it, it'd have to be the light work set.
It'd have to be light work.
Where I think it'd have to be like that.
Where Banks is just.
I don't mind that.
Banks been doing a lot of pump faking for years. Salute Lloyd Banks. My man Lloyd Banks. But you going to come and battle or not?
You know, OJ Simpson throwback.
You're going to keep dipping your toe in it. What are we doing?
OJ Simpson throwback. My nigga Banks. I do want to see Banks do this shit one time, though.
I feel like Banks been teasing fans for years. Like, niggas don't care at this point.
Nah, he has.
Nah, but Cassidy and Lightwork is definitely getting a nigga out of here. I think you see what Cassidy did in the Lightwork parking lot, saying.
In a parking lot? Oh, yeah, against this. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
homecoming.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's got.
Yeah, homecoming. Jazz Vic. Oh well, we can start with Stumbles Kid Slade.
Yeah, got me crying with this Lloyd Banks. Imagining Banks in a light work setting, like
my nigga Banks be Banks be trolling, bro. He ain't he. I think he just be doing that to get niggas hype. Like
I'm about to battle.
Yo,
because remember it was last year, niggas was like Banks supposed to be on max out. Remember that era? Banks on max out
every year.
All right.
Every year, I remember it was a smack card. I forgot which one. Niggas like Banks on that. That shit got announced. It was Lloyd Banks. Banks wasn't even a bippa on a flyer, nigga. Like get him out of here. Come on.
Listen, niggas love to hate you. Love you when you disappear. Catch me in the boat. Weed smoke. Fish get heavy when I toke. See notes from different years. Best rope. Remotes and lifted chairs.
Ooh, somebody said Danny Myers versus Jay Hood. Nigga, rest in peace. Danny Myers versus Jay Hood. Danny Myers a murder Jay Hood.
Oh yeah.
Do not utter that, Tone. Before I let E Hart come up here.
Yo, bro, hold up. Yo, Posey gotta relax, bro. Posey, relax, bro. Talk about some you
Light
got
work,
Hood.
Hood.
You don't got J Hood.
You got
your
Hood over your cousin, Posey?
Light work.
Oh nah. Danny, do not invite this nigga Posey to no more ever. Barbecues.
He's banned.
This nigga, your own cousin, just pick who?
Nah, Danny a cookie, man. Danny a cookie.
Bro, Danny ain't getting cooked in no J Mills, bro. Danny battled Tay Rock in a small room and had one of the battles of the year. What the hell you think he gonna do with J Hood?
Yeah, he could.
Man.
Homecoming. Right. Let's get the homecoming.
Homecoming. Yeah, homecoming, yes. Let's get to the home.
Kid Slade versus Stumbles.
Kid Slade versus. Yeah, go ahead.
This a hit job.
No, it's not. How?
This a hit job.
How?
This a hit job. This put Stumbles over job. Right here.
I ain't gonna lie. I got that feeling too, dog.
Stumbles gonna get it. Huh?
Bro,
he gonna
Stumbles
say that one time,
to,
break
think,
the building.
Stumbles about to break this room. Bad.
I think they're both about to break this room.
I think more so Stumbles.
It's first battle of the first time that niggas is back in New York in years, and you're already gonna get that, right? People already rock with Slade. People definitely rock with what Stumbles is doing. So they, yeah.
I don't know. I
don't get hit job
slow
vibes
flow?
From this. They not even. They. I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that. I think it's about to be New York bad. Like it's gonna be Yankee. Like it's gonna be New York feeling in there. It is. That's what I think.
Bro, Stumbles. I'm trying to tell you.
I respect all that you say, but this a hit job.
How is it a hit job?
What? How is it not a hit job?
Winning all year.
First off, this battle was originally booked already. That means Stumbles, the factor of him choking is out is out the window. Okay. He already knows material. This battle been booked already. Two, we know, come on, man. We can see it, man. Stumbles is kind of being pushed on us right now. We can see it. Everybody pushed can see it. You can be blind. Stevie Wonder can see the shit. Okay? Now, third, you're going into New York with that Stumbles old school MOP kind of style. They're going to fuck with him crazy out here. Let's just call a spade a spade. And then Kislay going to get in there. Hey, we just seen Easy to Block happen, do that two battles straight, two events straight. You going to get up there and say that. You know what I mean? We going to get up there and see that. But that ain't going to hit versus Stumbles shit. Wow. I ain't going to fry. I think Stumbles is going to break the bill.
Damn, I think Stumbles, bro.
It's like y'all dismissing Slade.
Did you see the video of Rex and Mook talking about Stumbles?
I seen it.
That's the reason I think this nigga can't win.
But y'all just said that y'all believe Mook, though. Yeah, y'all
just said that.
But y'all just said y'all don't know if Mook you don't know if Mook is gonna be able to. So you feel
I'm just saying, like, the way they talking about him, like the way they have, like, his fans and Stumbles, I feel like, bro, he's niggas fuck with Stumbles on the East. Bad. Especially New York in my brain.
Okay. You don't think them same niggas fuck with Kid Slade?
We gonna see, man.
You don't think so?
I think man. It's gonna be a good back.
I didn't know the room the temperature shifted on Slade like that. I didn't know that.
No, I like both of them.
But they ain't shift on a baton. I don't know if you've been paying attention. That yo, they every battle look like in love with Stumble style. They like every from the legends. When I was at the Mook press conference, got brought up at literally every good from goods to every rapper in there was going crazy for Stumble.
So like what does that mean? What does that mean about the battle though? What the hell does that have to do with
that? Mean my point to what I'm trying to say is those is New York, like those is New York. Okay. Mount Rushmore type legend battle rappers. Okay. If they feel that way, what the hell you think the Harlem legends of this shit are them type people are gonna feel when they, you know what I mean? Like I just feel like Stumbles
get to saying that type of nigga. I had a nigga on the bus stop. You know how this nigga talk? Like that's that these niggas like. Like, but at the same time, you right, man. So I think Slade is gonna do well.
Neither one of niggas from here, but okay, continue. They like they both from New England. These niggas, I think Slade is
real good though. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know if it has that like hit job energy, but okay. I think it's gonna be a good set off battle, and them niggas gonna shake that bitch.
First battle of the night.
Oh yeah. Round one from both of them is gonna go up.
So they both gonna break the building.
Yeah. It's not gonna be. What I'm trying to say is, I don't see any like this gonna be one of those like Yeah, you might have a winner, but I don't think nobody's gonna lose in quotes, right? In a non, you know,
niggas definitely gonna lose, Tony.
I don't think it's a lose. I think all the niggas gotta do is have lines that niggas fuck with for both of them, and it's cool. I don't think the stakes is like that for this battle. Like this kind of seems like a reward for what they've been doing all year.
It's like that for every battle that happened. It's New York Urban Plaza.
I don't think that's like that, bro. I don't. This battle between two guys that we know that's friends.
You think they're gonna be smiling and cheering these niggas?
I think this is a get over matchup for both of them. They good. It's not a rivalry. There's no nothing but like it's not that. I don't even know if it's gonna be a hit job. I don't know. I mean, these things have happened, but I don't hit job. Hit job is like
I don't think it's gonna be a hit job.
K-Shine Jack is nigga, that's if you look up hit job in the battle rap dictionary,
I don't think it's gonna be a hit job, but I think Stumble's gonna convincingly win the battle.
Okay,
if he don't stumble or fuck up.
All right, yeah.
Sounds a little like a hit.
But at the same time, Slade did lose the rider in them.
Slade lost the rider.
Yeah,
he low key or he had a back and forth with rider.
Okay, lost the rider. Okay, and then but so then he lost the rider, but he won everything else though to niggas. I don't even think he lost the rider. He lost the rider to niggas.
It was the I think he won the vote. I think he won the actual.
He lost the bad news too.
I think he won the actual vote on the caffeine.
Yeah, that was the one battle where I was like, the bad news battle, that one rounder. Yeah. Yeah, he
got with the bad news battle.
He got with Slade on that. Yeah, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the bad news battle, bad news got him in the one round, but the Ryder battle, I could have swore, I could remember he was doing that, but I thought Ryder 30 now.
No.
I think Slade won I think Slade might have won the caffeine vote or something. I can't remember, low key.
What? I thought on the caffeine shit they said, Ryder, I'm just going by the caffeine, Joe. I'm going to be honest. I don't really.
I'm
saying, I remember on the chat, I thought they had Ryder going crazy on him, if I'm not mistaken. I thought niggas was like, yo, Rod is back. It was like that type of energy.
The Sword Slade was like damn near undefeated on the
in the app got don't have Slade losing a battle Slade yet.
8-0.
What's Slade?
Kid Slade is 8-0 on the app.
On the app.
8-0.
He lost in the tournament.
It says 8-0.
They got him winning his tournament battles too. Like the battle. Wow. It's in that easy for him. You know how easy they got winning all his battles?
So I'm trying to say. So you mean to tell me that the guy who's been undefeated.
I haven't seen one person call Slade winning this battle. I see everybody say the same thing Posey just said. Hey, if Stumbles coming, don't remember. Don't fuck up his material. He's clearly getting this battle. I seen everybody say that.
Stumbles is the overwhelming favorite in this battle. This is what
I think Stumbles is a better stage battler than Kid Slade. From what I've seen.
Okay.
From seeing Kid Slade versus Ryder, that's what I'm trying to say. Like,
that's fair.
Stumbles is better on stage. I think he got more charisma on stage.
Okay, I think that shit is fair because, yeah, big stage. And then the other thing about Slade is he tends to, I said this before, but like sometimes during the round, he'll taper off a little bit. Like it's weird.
Yeah.
Like, he'll write down first round crazy, second round cool, third round like, all right, he has some lines, but kind of tapered off. So it's going to boil down to consistency, but.
It could stumble's not choke. Like for the most part, Slade don't really be choking or stumbling. So.
Right. You talk about a room of 2,000, that fucking 20-second reaction where you like, yo, let me rap. That's what fucking niggas up. Right in that little pocket. Yo, let me rap. Damn, what was the next shit? That's the shit. And it's worse on that stage because you think New York is going to shut up. They not at all.
Next.
I'm looking forward to this one.
Fair. So y'all.
I got Stumbles if he don't stumble, but if not, I think Slade could pull a win out.
Mm. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I got. It's a weird battle. It's a style clash kind of, but I got Stumbles.
Mm.
I got Stumbles.
Okay.
Laid back battle versus like the performer. It's a cool.
It's a weird battle to me. It's a pick 'em. It's a toss up, in my opinion. That's why y'all surprised the fuck out of me with that hit job.
Just feel like from when I say hit job, I don't mean from a fan standpoint. I just mean like from like the battler standpoint. Like they already seem like they're giving him that push. So,
oh, okay.
Like just from people, what you know what I mean? Just Stumbles got this. Stumbles, if Stumbles show up, that's all I hear. If Stumbles show up, he got it. Like so, Kiss Lay, you hearing this? You got to turn up on him because they say, like, if I'm a battler, they saying, nigga, if he show up and he remember his shit, you out of here.
Mm-hmm.
step that Pyrex up. But what's the next one?
We have, Jack Boy versus, I think this is going to be probably the order in which this happens. Jack Boy versus Kayshawn.
Yeah. I was talking to Jack Boy at prom night, man. Yes. Jack Boy definitely, I don't think he's aware of the. I don't think he really aware of the hit job he walking into even. I ain't gonna lie. I was talking to him. I'm looking at the brother. The brother's not really aware of this. He's focused though.
You don't think so?
The brother's not aware of this.
I think he's very aware.
I think he feel like it don't matter. I think he think that shit don't matter. If he get up there, rap and perform, he's gonna win over the crowd.
I think he did. Yeah, I get that. I get that. You said it's gonna be all about performance, Jack, right? In this.
No, with this, it can't be all about performance because, respectfully, you're a high performer, but Kayshawn is one of the best performers in the history of battle rap. Like, so.
Well, that's why Jack wanted this battle because he was saying he's a top three performer. He overshine and.
Yeah, so. That's blasphemy, but. in factual statements, I just feel like Kayshawn is a like he's a, is a top three performer, a top in history. Maybe him, Hitman, Holla, and the third one could be a toss up. But and then Jack Boy's kind of working towards that. But I feel like the thing about Kayshawn also is Kayshawn actually has bars. He got punches. He got flow. He got delivery. It ain't just the performing and dancing. He say shit behind the dancing. I think Jack Boy, a lot of critique about Jack Boy is when he do the freaky shit, it don't really mean nothing. It just sound nice. So he got to make that Japanese mean something this time or he going to be on stage.
Or the crowd is going to be like. Yeah, I think Jack is aware of like the what he signed up for, who he's battling. I mean, I literally asked him. I was like, Jack, are you good? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's like, man, like I don't want to, you know, speak about the man as if like, damn, you about to, yo, you sure? Like, you know what I'm saying? I just hope,
boy.
Like, but it's like it's focused there. There's an attitude of I know who I'm battling. I know where I'm battling at. And I think Jack kind of looks at it from the other perspective. Why would all the pressure be on me if he's the guy who's beloved? He's a guy who's a legend. He's a guy who's a performer. He's a guy from the city. The pressure's on him. Because then what if I'm able to meet what he's doing, or if I'm able to surpass what he's doing at least for a round or two? Like, by the time y'all get to that third.
You can't go into it with that brain, because that's what got him fucked up versus John John.
Jesus.
So he can't go into it with that type of like.
Yeah.
He gotta go in there to win.
Type move.
Yeah, he had no choice. He the one that was talking crazy.
Yeah, he was. He was. Ah. That's gonna be tough, Jack. That's gonna be tough. You this is the question here. And no funny stuff, because I rock with Jack. I do.
Jack.
Jack's that's the homie for real. But Are you giving Jack a round in your prediction? Honestly,
I'm gonna be completely honest and I'll fuck with Jack.
Sure.
No.
Right.
I don't think Jack could get a round. He said himself, he thought niggas was never coming back to New York. He been talking shit. The nigga thought niggas was never, because remember it was a point where we was like, yo, these niggas never coming back to NY.
Honestly, it kind of seemed like that. I'm going to come clean.
Well, so yeah. He thought like, yeah, shit, cool. I could say this, but fuck the Dragons, fuck these precious names. Now look. And you know Sean going to bring that up.
Like, yeah.
That nigga said himself, that's my man, though. This ass whooping going to take him farther, though.
Yeah. Well, damn. It's crazy when you say it like that. Jack, it's going to be tough, man. It's gonna be tough.
I think it's gonna be, you know, sometimes you gotta get a good ass whooping. It happened to me before, man.
Yeah, sure. Listen, Jack said he's focused, though. I will say that.
I hope so.
And we've seen Stranger Things. I will see that. Say that as well. All right, so let's get to the next battle: Arsenal versus Swamp.
Arsenal versus Swamp. Arsenal for some reason be pulling out these wins in New York for some reason.
Yeah.
And just rapping about anything. Fuck Liu Kang. Just rapping about Mortal Kombat for three rounds. And Tekken for three rounds. And he just be winning. So I think all Swamp got to do is just the same mentality he had versus Rock, man. Try to keep up. Do the I'm not going bit. I'm not going. Do that whole bit again.
Right.
I think it'll be cool for him. I just keep up with Arsenal.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Swamp has enough material to keep up with Arsenal. Again, this is going to be a situation where we're talking about energy and crowd control and things of that nature. We've seen Swamp on the big stage. He's handled him like he's been able to be good on the big stage, right? He's handled his shit on the big stage, right? He's not
usually pretty solid on the big stage.
He's not rattled by anything. The big haymakers don't bother him. You know what I'm saying? He paces well. So I think he's able to, you know, he's able to like compete with Arsenal in terms of material. That's what I think. You know what I'm saying? And just in terms of all the other intangibles of crowd control and stuff like that, this could end up being a very entertaining battle because of that. You know what I'm saying? If Swamp is able to bring what he brought against, like, you know, against Tay Rock and against JC as well. So I think he has a style that still resonates, right? you know, this is a guy who's very country. He's going to hit in New York. He is. Like, you know what I'm saying? This, and for all you people who got something to say about the city and all this stuff and bias and all that, watch how them country niggas get over in the city. Watch. Watch. Because Swamp's going to get over. But the real thing is, if Arsenal's going to show up like heavyweight arse ready to kill something, or Arsenal that's just happy that we back in the city, I'm a legend, give me my bag, let's have fun, you know, F your mom and all this other stuff. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, just, I'm going to give you general disrespect, chill, and I'm going to get up out of here. Like, if that Arsenal shows up, Swamp's going to win, man. But I don't know, man. I think Arsenal's going to be on one, man. I'm going Arsenal battle, bro. I'm going 2-1 Arsenal.
You going Arsenal?
Yeah, I'm going Arsenal in the battle. I am.
I go Swamp.
Yeah.
I think Swamp, respect it. He pulled this off. I think he's champion. What is he ranked? What is y'all got him in the champion of the year ranking right now?
He has to be in the top three at least, right?
Niggas don't. I've been saying niggas listen shit. Y'all like Jay, that nigga JC, damn, they're not even in the talks no more.
That's not going to. Yeah, no, bro, that's crazy. That's ridiculous. When you really put stuff on paper and you really see the names of who was battling who and what they did, and you know what I mean? That's when people really start to get the focus. I mean, it's fourth quarter. The only thing that we know is that it's at least 4 to 5 people that could really make that claim.
But I do think JC needed a fourth quarter battle, man. I think after getting his ass whooped like that,
yeah,
he needed a fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Bad, like, he can't just leave it like this. My nigga Surf whooped his ass, and that's it. Like, he needs something, like, hopefully on volume or something.
That would be good for him to show up on the volume against the name, you know what I'm saying? We'll get somebody with some, and go get crazy in the small room, and then, you know what I mean, let the chips fall where they fall. I agree, Paul. Yeah. I agree.
He needs something for this quarter.
Man, had he won that battle, he would just be chilling, waiting for whatever amount of money. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people going with Swamp in the battle. Okay. I could see that as well. I don't think Swamp has less of a likelihood of going up there and playing around, though. I could see Arsenal making the game dirty, though, because he does that, too. Like, remember you saying the Harlem dudes have a tendency to, if it's getting nasty up there, they start talking.
Oh, yeah. We're going to fuck the whole battle up.
Just mess the battle. Like, Ars has that. He has that. Like, you know what I mean? That ability. Like, if he wanted to. But I seriously think he's going there to entertain. Like, he's coming there to work. You know what I'm saying? Especially you got Mook on the card, too. Like, he's going to try to. Oh, yeah. Make no mistake about it. The veterans on this. K-Shine, Arsenal. Like, these people that have been around. Like, they want to be better than, like,
everyone. And they ain't been in New York for a minute. Them niggas coming to do some shit.
Come on, man. They trying to leave an MVP of the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what New Yorkers is trying to go for. That's what people are going to care about. It matters. Like, yo, who was the best tonight? You know what I'm saying? Who was the best? Who had the best material? Who had the best performance? Arsenal wants to be that guy for sure. In New York? Shit. Come on, man.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to this one. Vixen versus Jazz.
Jazz, Brooklyn. I'm going to go with Vixen.
Do you want to?
I'm going to go with Vixen.
Vixen?
I think she's a better performer than Jazz.
You think that I Vixen think Jazz is a better performer?
I think Jazz better lyrically than her. But I think Vixen a better performer.
Has Vixen ever rapped in this? Have Vixen ever performed in this in front of this many people?
The Tay Rock battle was.
Tay Rock was not this many. Nowhere near
it,
this.
It wasn't this many people.
Urban Plaza. She's never. Urban, this is that the biggest. Shit can fit inside of Urban Plaza.
This is the biggest crowd she's ever been in front of. Yes.
Jazz has performed in front of big crowds numerous amount of times.
True.
And Sean.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think if we gonna put performance against performance, I gotta weigh it on the scale of where you've been performing at. Granted, the Tay Rock battle was, but crazy. Respect.
Yeah, like that this her matching Tay Rock's energy, and I think she could. I think I have her as a better performer than Jazz. I just think Jazz is lyrically better than her.
I don't see the weight of Like, Jazz has major star power. This is going to be another thing. Subtext of people watching this, the levels of star power on the stage are going to be shown, right? And one thing I think about Vixen, despite the fact that I think Jazz is, you know, that the star power is going to be through the roof and the intangible, everybody rooting for her, I don't think that's going to rattle Vixen. If anything, that's going to get her more fucking hype. Let them people come out there with the Jazz pom-poms on and not trying to give Vixen no love or sleeping on shit. She's going to turn the fuck up. She's going to turn up. Like, she's going to work the opposite way as what most people would do. Is the cower under all of that and be like, all right, well, let me just get through my shit. No, she's going to turn up. She proved it with Tay-Rock. She can go there, too. Like, even if y'all, like, okay, cool. I know I'm confident in my material. You know what I'm saying? So I don't see her getting buried like that. It's interesting, though. You said that you think you have Jazz as a better writer than...
I think Jazz is a better writer than her. And Jazz can perform. She got some star power. But I think Vixen got a lot more of that Bart that's good on the big stage.
Yeah.
At the same time, New York, like, they don't play favorites. Like, we seen Jazz get her ass whooped by Official.
Fendi. That's a Fendi.
And we seen Jazz whoop people ass, like, so... Mm-hmm. You'll never know what happened, man. But I think I got Vixen
on. Okay. Going Vixen. Man. Damn, it's a tough battle. I think both of them. Man, what an even fight. Like, this is a good, you know, if y'all didn't have this battle, I'd be hot. Like, this is a perfect battle
for me. Yeah.
I'm gonna go Jazz. I'm going to give her the edge. The stage, the stage experience, I think, does matter. I don't think it's going to be easy at all. And, Jazz better have some shit. I mean, I think you're right about that bark, man. That voice, that projection is going to hit different. But when you get later on into the battle and you really start listening to what people are putting together, Jazz starts angling. You know what I'm saying? Because she's really good at that. Very good at angling, bro. Once she gets to that part, then it's like, all right, we got to see how effective it is. But I'm going Jazz, man. I'm going to give Vixen a round for sure. But I'm going Jazz in the battle.
That's the rapper.
Yes, sir. Yeah. All right. So that brings us to the main event. Man. The main event. Compton.
Harlem.
Yeah.
Let's get to it. Ichi Dottie versus Murder Mook.
Right. Shout out to Compton.
This battle goes under the radar that Geechee actually did battle on a stage in New York. Versus T-Top. But people don't talk about that battle because it was nobody cared about it. But he did battle in New York on a stage.
Mm-hmm. What stage was that? What venue?
Strike.
That was
the strike. Yeah,
that was at Amazura, I think.
Wasn't that the same joint Cortez was on?
That was the same joint as B-Dot and JC. Yeah, it was the same. Yeah.
Wasn't that empty?
Yeah, it was. Remember that was
the same one. It was like.
Oh yeah, that was the shit that they did the Chrome 23 joint at.
Yeah, exactly. They did Chrome.
Yeah,
there,
we were just there. Yeah, nah, that was empty. That's like the same. Sorry, no.
Yeah, that it was. Mm-hmm. Well, as particularly at that event, because remember that same day it was when Chess and Torque battle, and we all just went upstairs. And it was that room that we went up. Like, it was all the people from the venue could basically fit up. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, that was. But anyway, that wasn't.
But I'm just saying, he. People keep saying he only got the TY battle in New York. He has the T Top one there too.
Mm-hmm. I just think because the strike event was so bad that people just kind of erased that out their memory. But yeah, he definitely battled in Queens, but
yeah, Urban Plaza, the Queens battle
in the heart of the city, Manhattan. It's different boroughs, Manhattan connected to almost every borough. It's a lot of people going to be out. That's a different ball game. That's different than Queens, respectfully.
Yeah.
Way different. That you battle in New York, but where you battle in New York at? New York is New York, but where you battle in New York at?
Okay.
Okay.
So
I don't know about these new rules, but now a nigga is worth nigga battle at. Like,
the fuck is going on?
Nah, nigga, you know what I mean, man. Urban Plaza.
I know what you mean.
You can't really compare the event because this is a sold out event. He's battling versus.
Urban Plaza. That's like the that's the real He never battled
real there. Place. Like, yeah, true.
So this is the real this is like the sanctuary for this URL shit, low key.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Interesting.
How y'all all hearing this Drake album so this fast? Niggas like, oh, this is the best album.
Is it? Damn. I think we just in a hot take culture. Like this ain't. This is probably not even crazy. Like. Whatever.
Good. We gotta study that after the show, man.
So
we're gonna definitely listen to that here. I'm gonna eat with that.
So
facts. We gotta figure out this bot shit though, because I don't know how to get nothing to play.
Oh no, I could play shit off of Spotify, but it's cool. I'll do it.
Okay.
So
we're gonna have a little album session. Join this, the Discord.
This Mook Polo, you got the impression based on you have personal interaction with Mook to be able to talk to him and get a sense of what, you know what I mean, he sees that he needed to improve and what he's trying to bring to. So you get that, right? Now, you saying that based on what you heard, right? And based on these interviews and stuff like, no, based on these interviews, based on the interview that you had, based on the media day, you get the sense that he has improved or added other shit to his game to where it's going to be a better performance than what we got against Reed Dollars. This is you're confident in that.
100% confident in that, because I feel like the Reed Dollars battle was battle he was ending his two-deal contract on, and they just agreed to that because it was a safety net kind of battle, meaning if you lose that battle, as you can see, it ain't really going to hurt you that much. So it was like a safety net battle as opposed to taking easy. So definitely going to be better than Reed, 100%. The fact that he's even is, remember, when he battled Reed, he ain't really talked that much going into the battle. Like, he ain't really do any. He did an interview with us, but I don't think the Reed battle was even talked about then. I think that was like right after the Tay Rock joint with us, right?
It was.
Yeah, so he wasn't even doing interviews. He wasn't tapping in with the culture. He just was like, man, I'm going to go up there and say what I say, and it is. But this time, he tapping in with the culture. He's figuring out, like, he's talking with different all different kind of bloggers, and I just feel like he's more in tune. So I think that can help, but is it gonna help much? I don't know, man. Geechee's a harder. That's gonna be a hard person. That's a hard opponent to beat.
Right.
No matter where you battle Geechee at, because Geechee authentic. So authenticity, that shit, it don't matter where you at, man. I ain't got no birthplace. You know what I mean? You could battle in Kentucky anywhere. You gonna get love.
Yeah. Yeah. At this point, we have seen, you know, and it's funny how different, you know, it is, because we've seen Gotti perform at all the stages, right? Do all the rooms against all the top level opponents and this exact type of matchup. Here he is once again in a main event matchup against a legend, right? Mm-hmm. And look at the consistency over the time. You know what I'm saying? Is the New York factor, the fact that Mook is back home, the fact that, you know, Mook is... I think this battle means a lot for both of them. The stakes is high for this one. I don't think Mook wants to lose his battle at the crib. Like, right? This is Murder Mook we talking about. And we talking about Geechee Gotti. You say he beat Lux in L.A. Then he goes... Yeah. He comes to New York and beats Murder Mook. What are we doing with that? Like, how do we even... What are we doing, right? Like now it's just going to be tough to tell him anything. So, listen, man, I on some New York Yankee hat, like, and I know what that hat means to Gotti. So shout out to Gotti, but with a Mets hat on, like, I got Mook, man. And I'm saying that because Gotti can't win this battle, bro. I'm sorry. I gotta break kayfabe. I don't, yo, bro. If Geechee Gotti wins this battle, I don't even want to begin to. I don't. on this show, I don't want to finish the rest of that sentence or what that mean. Like what my brain does as a result of thinking about if Gotti beats Mook in New York after beating Lux in L.A. I don't know what to do with that, right? So, Mook, I need you to win this fucking battle, bro. I'm going murder Mook on some up north bias work. Like, I need Mook to win this. I'm rooting for Mook. Mook, seriously.
Yeah.
I love Gotti, but damn, son. Damn.
I got geeks, man. I hope my nigga Mook do good for the sake of my childhood. But I got geeks, man.
Yo, for the sake of my childhood is hilarious, bro. What?
I hope Mook do his thing, but you know, geeks come in there more Yankee shit than y'all on.
Yo, relax.
You have more fucking Yankee shit than y'all, my nigga. So. Mm-hmm. I want Mook to do good. I'm not a nigga that hate Mook. I'm not in that, but
whatever.
I don't, trust you, I do not hate Murder Mook. That's me, a nigga, but
bro,
I think Geechee's gonna get him.
By the standards that have been set forth from battle rap.
I'm gonna keep it extremely real. The battle gonna be ass. That's how real
let's,
I'm gonna
keep let's it. Let's keep it. Let's get
why
to that.
Why you think the battle gonna be ass?
I think this is going to be an ass battle that Geechee's going to win. I think Mook is going to have a great first.
Uh-huh.
Mook is going to be so bad the last two, it's going to make Geechee rounds like damn near unbearable too, but they're just enough to win. I don't think it's going to be a good battle.
Wow.
Hell no. That's
wow.
I promise y'all this is going to be a cringy battle. Let's promise this.
I promise you it's not. Trust me.
This battle is about to be cringy.
If you listen to this West Coast nigga trying to do this overseas bias shit. I mean overseas. Over country bias shit. He's trying it already. He from LA telling us what a New Yorker gonna do. How you know
I
that?
I guarantee. Just because I know I be seeing how the Urban Plaza. I just know this gonna be the last battle of the night. I can almost guarantee right. you 75%.
It ain't a lot of battles though.
It's not a lot of battles for that reason, Pose. For literally what
for
you're
that
saying.
Reason right there. We was already thinking ahead for you LA bias niggas. Already we was already thinking it. Ahead.
This is gonna be a bad battle, man.
This is about to be a fire battle, man. Trust me. Murder Mook. He wasn't even blinking. He was sweating, debating. He in a different pocket. Lost weight. He
talk
ready.
Talk to this nigga. Hey.
Geechee Gotti last battle. I like Geechee. Geechee cool. I like Geechee. Geechee one of my favorite. Mount Rushmore. ESB. Right. I dropped 100 on a hoodie. I got it.
Talk that.
Hello.
He did.
He was getting wrecked with you.
QP.
And a hollow was wild. I had y'all winning.
Clean. So we ain't going to act like Geechee coming into this shit like stupid on fire or some shit. Like he's still. So,
bro,
come
this
on
battle is not. I can almost guarantee you this battle was going to end up lackluster or just trash.
And what if it's not?
That's I hope it's not. Like as a fan, like Mook versus Geechee, like oh this is. I just know it's gonna be bad, bro.
Posey said, "Let's start. Let's promise." I'm not letting you punch.
I
out
think
of
this
that.
Gonna be a crazy battle, though, man. I think because Geechee know what this means. Geechee broke down in our spaces. That. For this means something for the new era guys. Like he's trying to usher it in, showing that we can compete with the old era guys. We can do this. Like we can, so that they can, he's looking at this like he's trying to lead the way. So he's taking it serious, and Mook is looking at it. It's kind of weird. It's funny because Mook is looking at it for that same exact reason, but the opposite, trying to show that the old era guys. The young era guys can't hang with us. Like, I'm trying to show y'all. When we focus, when we lock in, you can't hang with us. So they both got the same message, just different paths. So, you know what I mean? So it's good. That's why I think it's going to be a good battle. Because they both trying to prove the same thing. And when you get battles where two battlers is trying to prove the same thing, two top-tier battlers just getting six figures, the battle is still trying to prove something. Oh, yeah, we finna get a classic. I'm telling you.
Damn.
In a perfect world, what Polo saying is great. Put my nigga, we know what this battle about to be, bro. I hope it's good though. I really do. I fuck with Mook and Geechee.
Right.
It'll be great that Geechee come back home with the. I got a classic with Mook. Mm-hmm. That's not how he coming back home on Nutty. He's not coming home like that. He's coming home with a trash battle.
What you mean he not coming home like
that? What if he come home with an L?
Oh.
Talk about that.
That's the shit I ain't even thought of. I don't think he loses. I haven't even thought about him actually losing. I haven't thought about
this. Yo, I can hear it in his voice. Yo. He never thought about him losing. Yo,
I just never thought about the. I never thought about the scenario. Geechee about to lose.
Okay, bro. So let's paint the picture. Let's think about it now together. Pause. What? Yeah. Do you think Geechee Gotti can lose it? If he lose, let's say if he lose battle, what is it?
What's it do for his legacy? Like if he just happens to so happen lose to Mook.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna look because Mook took out Rock. That's gonna look crazy on Mook's situation. Like he beat Rock. Danny fucked around and beat Geechee somehow. It's like, damn, this nigga beat like the two faces of this shit.
Yeah.
No, man, that's
so that would be crazy. Yeah.
He beat Lux in LA story. And then Mook in New York. Mook, you can't lose this. Mook, this bigger than this bigger than Nino Brown. Bro.
That's what I was trying to say. This is like it's a big deal, bro. If you lose this battle, just don't lose this battle, bro. Nah, bro. Nah. I got Mook. Fuck that. No. I feel like it's a lot at stake with this one, bro. Like, legacy.
Oh, if he lose this battle, he in trouble. No. If Mook lose this battle, he's in trouble. Not Geechee. If Mook lose this battle, because I feel like and then even though Geechee can say, yo, it's pressure on me, you know, hey, cuz, you know, I'm trying to fuck with... He can say all that. It's really no... I'm being honest. The pressure's on Mook. Everybody think, in the back of their mind, they think Mook going to get up there and stink it up. Everybody think Geechee got it going to go up there. He going to cook him. They already got in the back of their mind, Mook going to stink it up. So the pressure's on Mook. It's on you. I don't know. I know you. You got that Mount Rushmore status. You got all that. But the pressure is on you. It ain't really on Geechee. Geechee going there and lose. They're going to say, hey, he beat Lux. Was debatable. You know what I mean? They're going to make it something that it's not. So you got to go in there and get crazy. You got to not only try to beat Geechee, but not only just that. It's bigger than that. You got to show that you can do it in this era on the biggest platform and the biggest stage. You got to show that.
Back home. That's what I'm saying. That's a lot. That's a big task.
Back at the crib, man.
Yeah.
You back at the crib. You know what I'm saying? Hold it. Dude. You got shit. Come on, man. Come on.
Urban Plaza. When was like SM2 in Urban?
SM2 was...
No, SM2 I thought was in Webster.
That was Webster.
Oh, okay.
I thought they started going to Urban Plaza, I believe, like when the hall kind of... Thought after the Math Hoffa joint, right? I think the known what I know we went. I ain't gonna front. I know the chess battle, Chess and Av was at Plaza. That was like known. I think that was known 6, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and then I think they only been in Urban Plaza maybe a couple of times. Webster Hall was I think twice. Urban was twice. Twice.
Or three times. Double Impact. One was at Urban.
Boom, there you go. Double Impact.
Double Impact.
God. Man, even talk about that. How that shit went. Anyway.
That card was crazy.
That card is fire on the go back. Like,
I ain't gonna lie. This is a big bad. This is a big event for us. Not even just coming back because like this for even Black Compass Media, even us coming outside. Mm-hmm. Yo, us, me, Tone, we used to like we was on the lines. Waiting outside. Facts. We ain't know nobody. You know what I mean? We was in the crowd. Facts. We ain't know nobody. We was in the crowd just starting out. So now just to come back years later and to where we at now and going to Urban Plaza, it's like, damn, it's crazy. Like from being, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's crazy. So it's definitely a crazy moment for battle rap. Like, this is a big moment for battle rap, period, Urban Plaza.
That's real shit. So, shout out to all of y'all. Make sure that y'all give us y'all reflections, y'all predictions. You know who y'all think is gonna be. Oh, battle.
Wait, let's do Max out real quick.
Oh, Max Out.
Oh, that's Max Out.
I'm sorry, I called it Max Out, but yeah, I thought that was Max Out. I thought that's Max Out 3.
Holy shit!
Huh?
Nigga said, hold up. Hold up, wait.
Max
wait,
out.
Let me. Tell me oh, no, I'm Max sorry. Out. It's Closure 2. I'm pardon self.
Oh, I was going to say.
Closure.
Pardon self. Don't kill me.
Closure shit.
Closure three battles shit. Announced. Big K versus AWOL. I feel like they battled already, but they battling. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I feel like they battled already. Ill Will versus 40 Bars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ill Will 40?
Jeez. Yeah, Ill Will 40. Whew. And O-Red Active.
O-Red Active.
Oh.
I like that.
Finally getting something.
Oh.
Mm. Active was talking spicy in that Miami video.
Oh, what'd he say?
When he was
when O-Red no showed him? Y'all ain't never seen that video?
He was talking crazy on Gio. Like, on I was going to slap him.
One cut mouth. He was really on that.
Yeah, he was trying to go left with him. I was going to pocket tap cut and slap cut on Gio.
What?
You ain't see that video? He really said
nah, it. He was wilding in that yo, video. But he like on the homies. The homies is out here. Really. Act. Act
I don't know why he was so. I think he was just mad because O-Red no show. So he was right. Just saying like all the aggressive shit.
Right.
Yeah.
This nigga. All right.
So they got history. That's going to be a goodie.
Yeah, I like that.
Ill
like
Will 40. I don't know, man. Jeez. I don't know what to expect with 40 now.
Is taking the crazy schedule and these niggas is
she doing it to herself.
They on the court with you like you the 40 that did X, Y, and Z. They remember man, how dope 40. He was. They
ain't gonna lie. Respectfully. Bro. 40, I ain't gonna lie. I don't know what you trying to do, 40.
You better cook, man, because Ill Will is going that shit is it's a different can of paint. Honestly, battling Fonz.
I might slack her go crazy. He said, I might. Nigga said, well, gee, I might slack her.
Oh, I'm not lying. Watch
nah, he was hot. I ain't gonna lie. Go back and watch that. Oh, active in Miami. He was hot. And you know a nigga mad because when you in Miami and you mad. Because yeah, Miami crazy. Is hard to be mad in Miami.
It's a beautiful place. Palm trees.
Right.
All right, so but the A Ward and Big K battle is dope, and I don't think this is one K can just like oh, he garbage like you know whatever like you know what I mean? Cause
no, I don't think this is one A. I feel like A Ward not gonna have that. I'm the white guy in the battle factor in this battle, and that's gonna kind of
yeah.
I ain't see him have that yet.
A Ward don't do good against white guys. This is what we doing.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, in like a street battle form on RBE, I haven't seen him. Like, I feel like he ain't gonna have that wow factor no more. Like the white guy in the room type shit with Big K.
You don't think he gonna have that versus K?
The white guy in the room.
He ain't gonna have that versus Big K.
They got like they both got like they got mad. They've been battling for years. That white guy factor war. That ain't
nah. With A Ward, hell no. That shit's fresh on A Ward. It wore Big K a long time ago, but A Ward is fresh. You wildin'.
The white guy, what? What is this thing? What are we doing?
No, I'm just white saying, like, factor. I just feel like. With
the white guy factor.
Yeah, what the fuck? Listen. I don't want him to cancel Kyrie, but
nah,
at some point,
this
we got
fire, man. Big K, I feel like Big K is super underrated, man. I feel like, I don't know why people cut Big K so much slack. I feel like Big K is dope to me. And A-Wall gonna be fire, man.
The white guy factor.
The white guy factor.
It came out like that. I ain't mean it like that.
You know, you playing Madden, just meant like, it lists all the things niggas can do. Aaron Donald, talk all that.
Oh, he do got the white guy factor, though.
This guy, hey.
Nah, I just meant like in that street form. You know, come on, man. You know, like in that street setting.
Like I just Jerome, like, I know what he mean. Like Jerome,
you know what I mean? Like that SoCon, like how SoCon came in there with the KFC bucket outfit and niggas, right. Whoa.
Oh my God.
I just feel like A-Wall got that. And even when I watched him versus Rum Nitty, like he was saying niggas.
Nah,
I ain't never gonna forget y'all niggas for letting SoCon come in there in a plantation suit. Y'all niggas,
that was crazy. That was wild, crazy. Man.
Like, y'all niggas is
buff.
That was crazy.
He had on a prom fit with the top hat.
With the top hat.
Ain't A-War battling SoCon on iBattle, right?
Yes.
Oh, he is? I got Ward bad. Yeah, I got remember SoCon last battle was ass versus this?
SoCon. Yeah, I got Ward 40.
Different. I don't know. I don't know, Con. Damn.
Man, A-War gonna beat him down.
Yeah. So, okay. A-War Big K is a dope battle. That card sounds cool so far. Shit, I like it.
The card sound fire so far, though. A-War Big K, I like that battle. I think that's a dope battle.
Right.
Ill Will 40 playing with fire right now.
Yeah.
Ill Will last battle, he got beat. So,
yeah.
This definitely going to be in. It's on that Bags and Body premiere. We got to talk about that, too, real quick before we go to overtime.
Oh yes, Bags and Body. The premiere is out. Shout to Hitman, shout to the whole team and all the rappers that are involved in that as well. Big premiere coming out on the 19th. So you know what I'm saying. So if you in that Atlanta,
oh yeah,
area,
Bags and Bodies, right?
Yeah.
Right.
If you in that area, you get the preview of what's going on. You know what I'm saying. You're gonna be able to see, you know, some footages, some, you know what I mean, like stuff like that. So. And that's gonna happen before the show drops. Like, based on what we know from the situation, I mean, this is what, like a month or so of filming. You know, every picture you see of anybody involved in that house, they doing stuff. Whether it's albums,
skydiving,
yeah, like they got albums, that the release parties that they go into, and different clubs, VIP sections, and things like that. So it's been a lot of things. They've been moving around. You know what I'm saying? So. I'm interested to see what the product is going to be like, sound like, from everything that I've been, you know what I mean, from seeing and just the way that everything's moving. It looks a very, like, a quality type of drone. So, we're going to see, man. So, shout out to that, man. What did y'all think of it? What did y'all think of the trailer stuff? What do y'all think?
Oh, not a trailer hard.
Yeah, trailer fire.
Trailer
cool.
Hard.
I like it. It's cool. I like everything so far.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely got to. So they're going to show the whole season at the premiere, or they're going to show one episode?
I think just episode one.
Nah, they probably get
just the pilot?
Yeah, they probably get the pilot episode, you know what I mean? Maybe they got a little special batch for the premiere, John, and then they give you the, you know what I mean? So probably a pilot.
That's going to be fire.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. So it's going to be dope, man. I think this is, you know, battle rap is, if as much shit as we talk, we support. Like, you know what I mean? When something like this comes out, we support when people on these stages and all that too, man. So support them brothers and sisters on TV doing their thing. Shout out to Darren Dio. He said, Bonnie exposed Lex Luthor for using the N-word. Okay.
Damn.
Damn.
All
what?
Right. I mean, Darren, that you all right? Like, what? When? I don't remember that.
Oh, nah. She going ham on him on Twitter.
Oh, she killing him?
Oh, this current? Oh, shit.
Oh, like a few hours ago.
Man.
Yeah, he used that. He used the N-word in a battle.
Uh-oh.
I think he said, uh-oh.
I always thought he was some type of Spanish, but...
She got screenshots of him saying he different ethnicities.
I thought he was... I always thought he was...
He said he ain't Spanish in his screenshot. He said he...
Oh, he's just white?
Nah, he... Fuck, my phone ain't loaded.
He like some Persian or something?
Yeah, he like that.
Oh, okay. Man, listen, man. I ain't never heard him say it, but.
What context did he say this N-word, even though it's still?
I'm finna play it.
No. Oh, wait.
Ooh.
All right.
I gotta hear this.
We don't want to say this for the OT, gentlemen?
Huh?
Because we're going to get.
Hell no, I don't want to say this for no OT. All
right. Well.
Shitting me? Hold up. What's Bonnie Twitter? I forgot her Twitter. I just had it. Yo, somebody tell me what's Bonnie Twitter.
Man, you know her Twitter, bro.
Nah.
This is like Soulja Boy.
Oh, there you go. Right there. Soulja Boy. Hold on. I don't know her. I ain't going to lie. I don't know. Soulja.
It's some Soulja girl. It's something weird.
Female Soulja.
She ain't coming up. You know they updated this shit. Nigga name
Female
exactly.
Soulja Boy.
Huh?
Female Soulja Boy. That's her Twitter. Somebody just put in the chat.
All one word.
Oh, I got it. Hold on.
Okay. All right, well, this is pretty brutal.
Well, what made her want to get on his like? What he
yeah,
do?
What he do? What
I think
Lex
he said
do?
Something about her that she got right she back on like, his ass.
Oh yeah.
Hold up.
Nah, Bonnie always been one of the people that like, you know how some people you be like, yo man, your breath stink, nigga. That's why your grandma got hit by a car, nigga. Like she wanted to.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Wait.
I can't hear anything.
I can't hear it.
Wait, y'all can't hear this shit?
Nah, it sound like.
He said Lex Luger bodied a nigga, and he said this shit mad smooth, too. I didn't even realize it was the N-word. Double tap.
You called that man Lex Luger. All right, we going.
I said Lex Luthor. Nigga, I ain't say Lex Luger.
All right, what did you say? This video is wild. Lex Luthor, racist ass. What did he?
But what context did he say?
Yeah,
it in?
Like what's
click
going
that
on?
Video. Click the video. I don't know why it ain't y'all.
Not saying that out. Not saying that on cool. I'm saying nigga. But right. What context was it?
He said,
I can't even hear that.
He said like a nice. He said stick figure ass nigga, like he battling a nigga. So he just roasting him, but he just using that
stick figure ass nigga. Okay.
Okay. He just.
He's still out of pocket for the. I gotta hear this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look, Posey, click the shit I just put up.
Okay.
And go and it go right to it.
All right. Well,
yeah, they I don't know, man. They ruined Groovy Bot and shit, so we can't play this shit.
Nah, we can't. But either way, man, let me go do some investigations and all that. And I don't know what's going on. Bonnie and
yeah, we'll
and
get Lex. Back to y'all guys.
Shout out to Lex, man. To shout out to Bonnie. Review. I don't know. Until I read everything, man. All right.
Doesn't surprise.
Shout out to all of y'all. Y'all do y'all thing, man. Black Compass Media, of course. Follow us. Make sure you listen to all the content, man. We will be having overtime in here as well. You know what I'm saying? Do y'all thing. We'll see y'all this weekend if you in the area. You know what I'm saying? If you're not, man, be safe, be careful, and all that. Pose, Polo, anything for the people?
We'll be back, man. Recap.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be back next week with the radio show to recap, man. It's so crazy that Homecoming is like right there. It's like, right, damn, that was fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be back next week.
Pretty sure I got something tomorrow too. I may have Saint pull up. They do some things that, you know, Friday is Friday, but you know, I'm probably be in the crib. So see y'all. Y'all be good. Follow us at Black Compass Media. We up out of here. We off to the overtime, y'all.